This is the son of PC JJ.
This is the happy station, calling everyone of every nation. Everyone goes in the fun. We've got the blues right on the run. Every Sunday at this time, we're feeling good, we're feeling fine. Come join the chorus, sing and tap it. Get the happy station habits.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. I'm Keith Perron, and welcome again to the International Happy Station Show. Now, you heard something just a moment ago that, well, hasn't been played, actually, on the show for nearly 50 years, and that was a little jingle that Eddie Starts had recorded for the show by a group from the Netherlands called the Sweet 16s with a very early Happy Station song. And I thought that over the next little while we would surprise you with some openings like that. Anyway, welcome to the show. It's really nice to have you with me. Now, if I was to say to you, Happy New Year, right now, at this very moment, at the beginning of February, you would probably think either I would had a little bit too much champagne tonight, or I'm still drunk from New Year's Eve. No, it's neither of those two, because we are now in the Chinese New Year, which began on Wednesday in Taiwan at midnight. This year is the Year of the Rabbit. So today's music on the show is going to be music coming from Hong Kong, Taiwan, Singapore, Malaysia. Where else? We also have some from the Philippines, the Chinese community in Thailand and China as well, and some other surprises. Now, last year was the Year of the Tiger. And I thought that we would begin this year to say farewell to the tiger, the same way that we greeted the tiger, with the Tiger Rag, performed by Dick Shorey and his orchestra. Dick Shorey and his orchestra with the Tiger Rag saying farewell to the Year of the Tiger, welcoming the Year of the Rabbit. Yes, the Year of the Rabbit. Time to have some Hasenpfeffer if you're in Europe, and maybe some rabbit stew if you're elsewhere. I made a comment about, this is a good time to go and have some rabbit stew on Facebook, and a number of you got in with some interesting comments as well. And one of the most popular ones is, "What's up, Doc?" Yes, everybody knows that. Of course, made famous by Bugs Bunny. So this is, in fact, Bugs Bunny's year. All right. Do check us out online, www.pcjj.com. pcjmedia.com, which is the website, not just for this show, but also the other programs from PCJ, which include Finally Friday, Nash Hollis, Yesterday, Today's, and Tomorrow's, with our good friend Neil Hendrickse in South Africa. The Stuff File with Peter Anthony Holder. Switzerland in Sound with Bob Zanotti. Classic Media Network with Jonathan Marks. Media Network Plus, The Kelly Alexander Show, and Jazz for the Asking. Now, the next week's edition of Jazz for the Asking was already recorded, and I recorded it last week. Now, this week, usually the week of Chinese New Year, there's actually not much recording going on here at PCJ. At this very moment, if you hear sounds in the background, well, that's because people are letting off fireworks. And it was interesting because we're now recording this show at around 2:30 in the morning Taiwan time, and probably starting around 7:30 until maybe an hour ago, you can hear fireworks going off all over the place. Now, just to give you a little sample of what it would be like if you were in Taipei right now, not just in Taipei, but also in other parts of Asia, where there are, let's say, large Chinese communities, for example, maybe like Thailand or Malaysia or even the Philippines, this is the kind of sound that you may hear outside. Well, that sound, by the way, was actually just recorded outside our studio a few hours ago. So you can imagine this is going to go on for a few days. It's going to go on for a few days. And, you know, it is fireworks kind of annoy me when they're just any time for any reason. But this time of year, it really doesn't bother me so much because it is part of the tradition. Now, as I said earlier at the beginning of the show, the music on today's program is from mainly the Asia-Pacific region because a lot of you say that I don't play enough of it. So that's what we are going to do today. And we're going to begin with a song from Singapore from many years ago. Her name is Kong Ling. She is a popular singer from Singapore. She is still performing today. And during the twist craze, you know, like Let's Twist Again by Chubby Checker, she, of course, decided to do a song about the twist. Yes, but it's about the South Pacific twist. Oddly enough, that is the name of the song. Here's Kong Ling from Singapore with the South Pacific twist on the International Happy Station.
It's the South Pacific twist. I thought the dance was all brand new. It came my way in 62. According to my daddy-o, it started a long time ago. Come on, come on, do the real terrific twist. Come on, come on, it's the South Pacific twist. See you tomorrow. Come mo, congo, zoodle mo. Come on, come on, take a look to yell you mo. Come on, come on, do the real terrific twist. Come on,
Kong Ling and the South Pacific Twist here on the program. Next week on the show, we have a little treat for you. Just recently discovered at the Radio Netherlands archives was a tape going back to the mid-1960s that was sent to Eddie Starts. And it is interesting because I managed to track down one of the people in the tape. So next week, we are going to bring you that piece on the program, so do tune in. You can always send us an email, pcjmedia@gmail.com, or via our website, www.pcjmedia.com. Now, we're going to play another song from this region, a very popular singer. Now, the only way I can describe her is, let's say, Barbra Streisand is big in the English-speaking world. This person, this singer, is definitely large in the Chinese-speaking world. Her name is Teri Jun, otherwise known as Teresa Tang. She is from Taiwan, but she didn't just record in Chinese. She also sang songs in English, Japanese, and I believe even one or two songs that she recorded in Korean. The song we are going to take a listen to now is a song that you all know. I'm not even going to bother introducing it, but it is one of her early hits that she first recorded in 1968. Here's Teresa Tang. And then coming up right after that, I'm going to be joined by my good buddy Rick O'Shea, who I worked with for a number of years at China Radio International, who's standing by on the line in Beijing to let us know what's going on in China at this time of the year. Joining us now is Rick O'Shea, a former colleague and friend of mine going back 10 years now, which is quite surprising. We used to work together at China Radio International. Rick is still in Beijing. It is the Chinese New Year. Rick, I mean, the Chinese New Year here in Taiwan is extremely loud. Firecrackers are going off all the time. What about in Beijing?
Well, in Beijing, and where I live in the very center of the city, in Beijing, it's fireworks, for hours and hours. Tonight is the night. And they started before, and they haven't stopped. Although I don't see any fireworks in the street near where I live out of my window because I live across from the hospital. So it's not too bad here, but in the background, I'm watching the fireworks in the sky, and you can hear them from miles away, man.
Let me ask you, I remember when I was living in Beijing at this time of year, at different street corners, they would have firework and firecracker vendors. Do they still have those?
Sure. You want to buy some?
Buy some, yeah, why not?
Sure. Well, no problem.
And
you know, it's really weird that you're calling me and you're asking me about the Beijing fireworks and everything. I mean, a couple of years ago, it actually started a few years ago. They were banned up until about, I guess, 4 years ago, maybe 5 years ago, when all of a sudden they reintroduced the ability to blow off the fireworks on this night all around Beijing, because for a while they didn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
So having the fireworks back, people took advantage of it and they haven't let up. They just love to blow off those fireworks. So I'm sure even though there are some signs outside of my place, they will do some fireworks anyways, just because at midnight is when they do it. And I always wonder, you know, when you really think back to the old years, did they do this like 1,000 years ago? Did they start at sundown, or did they actually wait for midnight? Did they know when midnight was 1,000 years ago? I don't think so.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, the whole reason for the fireworks is to keep those red fire dragons away. So it's really to scare away the bad dragons. But this year, the year of the bunny.
I've been thinking of all kinds of Bugs Bunny jokes. Like I said, you know,
I know.
For the year of the rabbit, I think I should go and have some rabbit stew or something.
I was thinking of taking out a playmate. When I think about bunny ears, that's all I can think about.
Hey, imagine the celebration that Hugh Hefner's going to have.
He's going to have quite a celebration. He just got married again, right, to somebody who's 24 years old. And he's like 83.
Uh-huh.
I'd say he will celebrate it every day. I think he's celebrating every day that he's alive, actually.
It'll keep the drug manufacturer of Viagra very happy.
He's keeping them in business, man.
Exactly.
He's doing fine with those people. You know, many, many years ago when I was living in Hong Kong, I used to give reports about the Chinese New Year to a friend of mine who had left commercial radio in Hong Kong and was working at Radio Vienna. In, I think it's called Blue Danube Radio in Vienna.
Mm-hmm.
And he used to call, and they used to do these reports, and I used to do these reports for that radio station about Chinese New Year in Hong Kong. And here I am, you calling me from Taiwan, asking me about the Chinese celebration of Chinese New Year here in Beijing. I never could have predicted this 20 years ago.
You know, here, I'll give you a funny story. You may hear my dog barking in the background because they are letting off fireworks around us. The first year that they introduced it in Beijing, I remember the vendors that they had on the street and how expensive they were. And a local friend of mine, he said, you know what we have to do? We have to drive outside of Beijing and go to a manufacturer and just buy them directly, which is what we did. So we drove past Huanghuacheng, north of Beijing, down this small little street. And we knew that there was a manufacturer nearby, but we couldn't find it. So we had a police guy that came over to us because he looked like we were lost. And he said, what are you looking for? I said, we're looking for the quote-unquote illegal firework factory. And he said, oh, my brother runs it. I'll show you where it is. So we followed the police car to an illegal firework factory, which was huge. There was at least 100 cars parked outside with hundreds of people inside buying the illegal fireworks because they were a lot cheaper. But the thing that I will remember is that inside this was the size of an airplane hangar, fireworks spread out all on the floor, on shelves and everything, and people were just standing there smoking.
Yeah, they were smoking cigarettes, huh?
Smoking cigarettes.
Amazing.
And when we bought them, because I had my sidecar, I loaded up the sidecar with these fireworks.
Right.
And I said, you know, I think I'm driving a missile right now.
To taking a chance, that's for sure. I mean, it adds some excitement to the fireworks, no doubt about it.
Mm-hmm.
But when you put your life on the line, it's kind of like, maybe it's not worth it that much.
No, but I have to tell you, I leave it to the
experts, you know. In Beijing, what we try to do is we love the fireworks, and of course they go out tonight, and then they will go again in 15 days. That'll be the closing of the Chinese New Year.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when we all sit around the CCTV tower.
I wanted to ask you, because there was a big fire at the CCTV tower.
That was a couple of years ago.
Have they introduced regulations about that kind of thing?
Let's say regulations. I think there must be some regulations because I haven't seen any more buildings go down. but I'm not sure how official that is or what. But I'm pretty sure they're not doing fireworks in that same location.
Rick O'Shea, thank you very much for joining us. And Rick, we're going to have you on the show sometime in the near future to talk about an autobiography that you're coming out with. But we'll have you on closer to the date of the release of that. And I'll say it two ways. Gong Xi Fa Cai and Gong Hei Fa Choi.
Gong Xi Fa Cai, Gong Hei Fa Choi. Yeah, you're pretty good, Keith. You did definitely the multilingual greetings for Chinese New Year. And definitely. I want to talk about this book that I've been writing because it's very cool. Especially people in Taiwan will be interested because there is a chapter in there about one of their favorite writers from Taiwan and a story that nobody knows about, but guaranteed in a couple of months when my book comes out, people will be very curious to know that there was somebody else in Sa Mao's life that they didn't know.
Well, another song that you probably know, it's called Bang Bang. It was composed by Sonny Bono of Sonny and Cher fame and was a big hit for Nancy Sinatra many, many years ago. And a new generation discovered the song as it was the theme song to the first Kill Bill film by Quentin Tarantino. And that version is from Hong Kong singer Betty Chung from many, many years ago. You're listening to the International Happy Station Show, welcoming the Year of the Rabbit. Now, to find out what the average man in the street here in Taiwan does at this time of year, we spoke to one. Well, he's a little bit above average. His name is Ming Fu Chen.
Okay, Ming Fu, I wanted to ask you, what does Chinese New Year mean to you?
Chinese New Year means for me personally is the a chance for the reunion for the whole family. So people who work outside in other cities who can come back home and to have supper or just getting together for a few days.
Would you describe it as, let's say, a Chinese version of, say, a Western holiday like Christmas or Hanukkah or something like that?
Actually, it is. Just we don't send gifts. Oh, yes, we receive. Of course, we also give out. We receive a red envelope.
Could you describe what's in the red envelope? I mean, I know.
It's a cash.
It's cash. That's the perfect kind of gift, don't you think?
Yes, I think it is. And it's more practical because you can just spend it on anything you wish for. And you don't need to think too much about the gifts, because usually for the Westerners during the Christmas, you always spend too much time and too much energy, effort to find a correct, a right gift for the right person, so which is exhausting.
You know, it's so much easier to just say, give me $5,000. Okay, the next question is, with the Chinese New Year, the zodiac calendar, it's all based on animals. So you have, I was born the year of the dog. There's year of the goat, there's chicken, there's monkey, there's dragon or snake. This year, in the new calendar, it's year of the monkey. And a lot of people are very superstitious when it comes to it. So let's say, normally they would invest in business deals. That sometimes now, because of a certain year, they will not do it, or they'll pay... care about certain things. What about yourself? Do you follow these superstitions, or do you just think it's, you know, gobbledygook?
Look, I just know by chance you were born in the same year as I was.
Oh, so we're two dogs.
Two dogs.
Yes.
So this year, actually, I'm not superstitious about the zodiac calendar, but year of the rabbit. People say it could be a year for. Because rabbit jumps. Mm-hmm. So for Chinese people, we have so many Chinese terms describe to use the term or to use the sound of rabbit put input into something. So people believe it's going to be a year like you can be better. You can, it's a year of change. You can change something. Tu fei meng jin, progress.
Progress.
Hello, darling. Well, hello, darling. It's so nice to have you back where you belong. You're looking swell. I can tell, darling, you're still growing, you're still growing, you're still growing strong. We'll fill the rooms waiting for the band's playing one of your old favorite songs from way back when. So take a rap, fellas, find her an empty lap, fellas, darling, we'll
From Malaysia, Sandra Leo singing the classic song that was done by a number of singers, including Barbra Streisand, Louis Armstrong, Ella Fitzgerald, and many, many others, Hello Dolly, and singing the song in English and Mandarin. You're listening to the International Happy Station Show. We'd love to hear from you. You can get in touch with us via our website at www.pcjmedia.com. I would like to say hello to a group of people in Waco, Texas, who are listening to us via KBCT. So hello to you, or howdy. I know that's a stereotype, but why not? You probably like it, and, you know, hearing somebody from across the ocean saying howdy to you. Also to the listeners of KDX Radio in Belleville, Illinois, to listeners of Radio Sonora in Indonesia, to the listeners of the Kenyan Broadcasting Corporation who live way outside Nairobi, and to all Happy Station Show listeners everywhere. Well, we have somebody else who is standing by, and we will get to him in just one moment. But now we're going to take a listen to a group called The Lotus, which is made up of members from Hong Kong, Singapore, and a musician, the drummer actually, is originally from China. And in the 1960s, they formed a group called The Lotus, and we'll take a listen to one of their big hits that was a hit not just in Hong Kong, Singapore, and Malaysia, but also in the Philippines, Thailand, Indonesia, and also in many other areas of the South Pacific. It is called I'll Be Waiting here on the International Happy Station.
Somewhere there's bound to be a certain girl who would really care for me. Somebody who will be the only one to fill my life with lots of fun. I'll be waiting, I'll be waiting, I'll be waiting. Cause I know she will stay with me when I'm all alone. I'm gonna be her only loving man and treat her as good as I can. I'll be waiting, I'll be waiting, I'll be waiting. I won't give up till I find her. She's a priceless pearl, priceless pearl.
Joining us next on the International Happy Station Show is someone that was here not too long ago, and we did our live show from Kenteng. You remember when we recorded the show on location, and we went to a night market in Kenteng, and we had a bit of a tour of the place. I sort of call him our residential night market expert, but I think he would probably disagree with that. That is Theo Lee. Hello, Theo.
Hello, everyone.
Before we continue, because it is the Chinese New Year, so Happy New Year and everything. What animal are you?
Rooters.
Oh, rooster.
Yeah,
a rooster.
Yeah, rooster.
And is there anything special about that animal? Do you identify yourself as a rooster? Some people may think you may look like one, but you don't.
Well, I think, be honest, I know more star sign than animals. But anyway, I think one of the roosters identification is pretty like me. It's lousy, I think. Always talk. Yeah, never stop. Yeah.
And yeah, but you're a late riser. You don't get up early like real roosters do you?
No, that's the only one thing's different.
Now we are in the year of the rabbit, and just this past week I was interviewing some people and asking them about the superstition aspect of it, because people are saying that rabbit is supposed to be a good year. There are some years mm-hmm. that people are very weary of, mm-hmm. even business people, which is surprises maybe a lot of people, but they'll be more cautious during certain years. Do you have any feelings about the year of the rabbit? Because some people that I spoke to of your generation and my generation, the younger ones, are like, well, I follow it, but I'm not that superstitious.
Mm-hmm. I think that people like rabbit year is because in China, because the previous year before rabbit year is tiger. Yeah, it's tiger. And normally in the Chinese traditions, people don't really like tiger year. For example, they don't like have a baby in tiger years. I mean, like born in tiger year, because they think that the baby's the personality will be too strong. And of course, so then you can imagine after tiger years come with the cutie rabbit. So that's why people like more or less thinks, well, finally the tiger gone and rabbit come.
So yeah. Married people don't have sex during tiger year.
No, they're doing sex. They have sex during tiger years and having baby with rabbit. But beginning of tiger year, I think nobody has sex in China. I think.
Right.
Chinese, for Chinese.
Well, it is the year of the rabbit. And throughout Taipei, you see the rabbit symbol everywhere. On billboards, in advertising, in TV commercials. Literally everywhere around the city. And it's also, of course, a time of year, Chinese New Year that is, when families get together. You come from a rather large family. Is it just like, let's say, Christmas is in the West, where the family gets together one time, and then afterward they go their own ways, maybe until New Year? But what about with the Chinese New Year? Does the family meet more than one time?
You mean in Chinese New Year, if family meet more than one time during Chinese New Year? Yes, I think. But I think it's the same in the West, right? Because in Christmas, people, the family not just meet at that night, they maybe come from all over the place and come to stay together for a couple of days. So, of course, Taiwan is very small, but consider China is very big. So they may well take even a few days before Chinese New Year holiday and travel all the way back to their hometown and spend like maybe 7 days, 1 week or 2 weeks with their family. Yeah, but for people in China, it's a bit different, because maybe they will only see their family, mean their parents, their kids once a year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, their wife or husband once a year. But in Taiwan, we are more lucky because Taiwan is pretty small. So even like for the normal every day, so we maybe still see family quite a lot, or maybe once a week we can go back to see the families. Yeah, but even so, the Chinese New Year still really exactly just like Christmas. It's very, very, very important for Chinese.
Well, you know, just the other day I was watching a report on television, and they were talking about China and the amount of people that move. Mm-hmm. It's the largest migration of people in the world every year.
Mm-hmm.
And literally in Beijing, I remember that there was a few days over the Chinese New Year, mm-hmm. Beijing, which has a population of around maybe 16, 17 million people, is almost like a ghost town.
Yes, that's true.
The ring road. Roads around Beijing, which mm-hmm. have a tremendous amount of traffic, mm-hmm. there's almost nothing.
Yeah, it's just like Taipei. Even Taiwan is so small, but Taipei is the capital, so that means a lot of people during the year they are working here, but they are maybe not from Taiwan, Taipei. So even in Taipei, as in the this couple days will be empty. Really, will be empty. The traffic will be good, and the MRT, the subway will have no people, and yeah, the quietest time in the year.
Except for the firecrackers, which you may hear from time to time going on outside. Let's move on to traditions. In the West, at Christmas time, people give presents. What about during Chinese New Year?
Oh, the Chinese New Year, people get even better. People get money.
Yes.
Yeah, we call red envelope. Yeah, and
Does the red envelope go to everybody? Because I understood that, let's say, people that are married don't get a red envelope.
No. When people start to work, they make their own money. Then they won't get the envelope. Yeah, only for the kids. And of course, for the parents, even your parents still working, you still need to give them the envelope. This is your duty. Yeah. So I think, yeah, in Chinese New Year, everyone get envelope. Yeah. So it's pretty happy.
Somebody I spoke to said it's better than a Western holiday because you don't have to go to the stores. You don't have to go shopping. You just give money. I mean, I think it's the perfect gift. It's like, you don't have to think about anything. Here's a red envelope. Happy Chinese New Year. Goodbye. See you next year.
Yeah. And yeah, so the kids and the people, they will have some free money, some good money they can go to spend during Chinese New Year in the a department store or somewhere. Yeah.
Yeah, because I remember last year, right after Chinese New Year, the department stores were packed.
Yes.
Absolutely packed. What about other traditions, like, let's say, with food? Are there special desserts or sweet things that, say, people would have at this time of year?
Yes, we have a sweet sticky rice made cake. Yeah. With red bean and with peanut butter. Yeah, some other dish.
Mm-hmm.
But for dessert, yeah, they have a lot of colorful candy. Everything looks so unhealthy, but it's so a vacation feeling or festival feeling, you can say. Yeah.
So in many ways, Chinese New Year is almost just like any other Western holiday, more or less the same kind of traditions. The family gets together, and instead of giving gifts, you give money. You have very fat food,
very sweet food
that you eat. And one of the dishes that I had the other day, and I remember having it, we had it last year, in English has the most amazing name. And I know when I say the name, people will have this image in their head. But the dish is called, it's a soup, it's called Monk Jumping Over the Wall. So if any of you have those little figurines of Buddhist monks at home that has a big belly, just try to picture that jumping over the wall.
Yeah, that means you can imagine how delicious and how good the smell the soup is.
Yeah,
really.
Monks will jump over the wall for
it. Yeah, really. And especially that it's not vegetarian soup. Yeah.
So. Ah, right. Now, before you go, you actually chose a song for us by one of your favorite singers, a singer that we have played on the show before. Her name is Qi Yu.
Yes, Qi Yu and Pan Yueyun. Actually, it's two girls. Yeah, singing the song. And the song was written by my favorite writer. Her name is Echo. And Chinese name is San Mao. If you are Chinese, you will know her, definitely.
Here it is on the International Happy Station.
是我心里的母田。用它来种什么？用它来种什么？种桃种李种春风。用它来种什么？用它来种什么？用它来种什么？种桃种李种春风。开尽梨花，春又
we actually still have time for one more song here on the program before we end off. So we're going to take a listen to a singer who was born in Indonesia. Her name is Anika Renlo. Now, that doesn't sound, of course, very Indonesian. That's because she is half Indonesian and half Dutch. And she relocated to the Netherlands in the early 1960s and had a very big career, and still does, in the Netherlands, Germany, and other countries in Europe. This is a song that she recorded many years ago. It, in fact, is a traditional song in Indonesian, and she sings it in Indonesian, but with a new beat to it. It is called Benggawan Solo. Here's Anika Renlo.
Bengawan Solo, riwayatmu ini sedari dulu jadi perhatian usani. Musim kemarau tak berapa airmu, di musim hujan air meluap sampai jauh. Matamu dari Solo, petir gunung seribu, air mengalir sampai jauh, akhirnya ke laut, yaitu perahu riwayat.
tu perahu riwayatnya dulu kau berjalan-jalan cinta lalu kita mau tahu lalu kita naik perahu lalu kita naik perahu.
The fabulous Anika Grenlo with Benggawa Solo, which is a traditional folk song from Indonesia. And with that, we've come to the end of this edition of the International Happy Station Show. Once again, if you wish to get in touch with us, you can do it a few ways. First is our email, pcjmedia@gmail.com, or you can get in touch with us via our webpage, www.pcjmedia.com. That's www.pcjmedia.com. Or, of course, there is Facebook. If you're already on Facebook, just do a search for PCJ. And also Twitter. Yes, we are one of the twits. Or I should say, I am one of the twits on Twitter. Just do a search for PCJ Media, and that's all you need to do. Now, before we end off, just once again, next week on the program, we have something special. And tune in, because it hasn't been played on the show. I think Eddie Starts only ever used it once. But we relocated something in the Radio Netherlands archives of this show that we will have next week, as well as much more music and some of your requests that have been coming in. I know we've been a little naughty because we haven't gotten to many of it. Or I should say, many of the songs. Now, if you're wondering why I tripped up, as you know, I usually drink coffee during the program. I do have a glass with me. That's the sound of it, but it's not coffee. It's a little darker. It's a little red, and it looks like grape juice. Let me see. Nectar of the gods. Yes, for this Chinese New Year, I'm having a little bit of wine at the moment to warm my cockles, as they would say. That sounds naughty, but it isn't. Anyway, that's it. That's all we have time for. So, on behalf of everyone at PCJ, Paulette Macquarie, and everyone behind the scenes with all the other programs, this is Keith Perron saying so long, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, adios amigos, and sayonara.